Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
Gee, Kyle, do you really think that I'm manic, saying that I'm erratic when I'm going through the divorce that I'm going through, when you yourself are claiming that I should be worried because you're so afraid of what PK is going to do to me? Do you really think that?
Well, I said to you in Italy, that was the wrong choice of words.
No, you said to me in Italy after you had said it to every single woman who was sitting here.
No, Bose was on the phone with me, and by the way, Bose said things that she was concerned about. It wasn't aired, but she said something too.
Oh, here we go, Kyle. It's all the editors saving Bose again. Here we go with Kyle.
She's like, well, to be clear, I told Dorit, who disagreed with me, that I believe that your concern was valid.
Well, I saw that. That was on TV. I saw that episode. That was pretty good, but I looked really good in that episode. Just like to say, I looked hot.
That's right. And she said this multiple times.
Yes, again and again and again and again. But was it shown?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes when it happened in real life.
But was it on TV, Dorit?
And then we see all these different shots of Bose saying, I actually believe Kyle. I believe Kyle on this one. Yes, I do believe Kyle. I believe Kyle. I believe Kyle.
Kyle is concerned. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She believes that Kyle is concerned. But Andy's like,
well, here's my thing. Her feeling is that you were initiating conversations, Kyle, and I think this is a very big thing. The point that she's making, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, don't push it, Dorit, don't push it. You're fucking annoying me today.
So do you feel that you were bringing up the topic to others?
Well, I mean, I brought it to the table when I was speaking with, you know, like we were at the airport, it was Rachel and I. Remember Rachel? Remember? They probably edited it out or something, but like we were stressed. Like Rachel was so stressed because she was like, Rachel was like, oh my God, get that woman in a mental asylum. Remember Rachel? They probably cut it.
Can you say but, something, like, or, Rachel?
Yeah, well, or like Rachel, in the Hamptons, like she said something like when you're in a financial crisis or whatever, like we were both talking. It was mutual talking. Okay. That's what I was trying to explain to you.
But Kyle, you were the one who brought it up to every single poison coil.
That's not true, Dorit. It's not true.
Every single poison. It's all Ian. It's all Ian.
Bose, can you step in, please? This is not fair. It's not fair. Okay. All right. I'm here, everyone. The CMO is here. I've already said this. When we talked in the Hamptons, we started talking about how she was behaving, and I said, gosh, well, I'm concerned too, because she has a looming financial crisis, much like Keely when he goes to a yogurt land, because he's no longer working. And then I got really scared, and then I took to Dorit. And so now we see a flashback to Bose telling Dorit that Kyle can't, you know, all this stuff, you know, that there's no trust between them, and yada, yada, yada. She's like, I always defended you, Kyle. You're okay on your concern. And when we got to her book party, I felt foolish.
I'd just like to point out that Bose is pointing out, even though she's somewhat supporting Kyle, she's like, yeah, Kyle called and she said all this stuff about Dorit, which got me worried about Dorit because Dorit has a looming financial crisis. So again, Kyle is like relying on someone as a crutch, like prove it, prove what I said is true, Bose. And Bose is like, yes, it is true that you called me and got worried about Dorit. And then I got worried about Dorit because she was in a looming financial crisis. And you're calling me, telling me, oh, she's buying the whole store and she's, you know, she's acting erratic and she's disappearing and whatever else she was saying. So it's not really proving Kyle's point. And Kyle's like, well, like we'd not been speaking since Italy. And then like even on the best of terms. So like it would have been hard to like pull off getting dressed and going and filming. Didn't you go to Kathy's thing like the day before?
No, but you don't understand. My daughter was getting married in 2 days, which meant that I had to like, you know, not go to Dorit's book cover thing because there was a wedding in 2 days afterwards. So don't you understand? Like, it's like too close to go to a thing when there's another thing 2 days later on the schedule. Does that make sense to everyone? It's just like a lot. It's a lot for me.
Yeah.
So I sent Dorit a text because she's important to me, you know, and then you go off on your interview speaking so negatively, like trying to paint this portrait of me being this like horrible friend to her. And like, I didn't show up. Thanks a lot, Bose.
And then Bose, we see in a clip being skeptical about.
Because you're a horrible friend because you didn't show up. That's
you're a horrible friend and you didn't show up. Yeah. What are you confused about?
This looks like a pretty good portrait to me.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm not psychic.
You know, I haven't talked to you. I didn't know that you weren't going. I talked to Sutton, so I knew Sutton wasn't going. And Kyle's like, well, I'm trying to have this friendship with you. I'm like, I love you. Like, I think you're amazing. And I'm like, you know, when I see you, I want to go like, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? But, you know, like I just, it's just, I see that, like, the way you are with Dorit, it's like, I'm never going to be able to have a friendship with you because of this.
It's just, like, so unfair because I know you're looking for a new house and then you won't even let me be friends with you as you, like, look for a new house for any sort of ulterior motives, you know? It's just, like, really hard for me. So Bose is like, well, there is room. And that's why I asked you to work out with me. Remember, I said, will you work out with me? And I didn't want to knock you over the head with a dumbbell. I wanted to work out with you, Kyle. We can become friends. So, and now the question is, does Kyle control the show?
Sudden Erica, Dorit believes that the two of you turned on her because Kyle got to you. And he's like, no. The only reason why I turned on her is because Kyle said, you better turn on her, otherwise you don't get another season on this show. Okay? And I thought, okay, I got a lot of dates with Shrek coming up, so I better earn some cash.
Well, first, I want to say, I'm sorry you feel like I turned on you. That I really am. Because, I mean, I've never liked you anyway. So this year, all that pretending to be your friend, it was just so I could not be your friend at the end. Do you understand? So I was kind of consistent. I just want to make sure that that's on the records. I've always hated this bitch. Okay? Thank you. Case rest. Yeah,
I just want
the case of Brown versus Strack versus whatever this girl's name is. This poor person. Rest.
Yeah, I just want to say, if you thought I turned on you, I apologize because that was not my intent. My intent was to react on you turning on me. That's it. Okay. Now, what were you going to ask? So Dorit's like, well, thank you. I think it felt like every time I wanted to have a conversation with Kyle, she was like, everyone. She was like collecting minions here, minions there, little overalls, little circle things on their foreheads, little evil plans, minions, you know.
Little orange things with big, thick Coke bottle glasses, minions, indeed, minions.
And it sounds like, well,
first of all,
excuse me, first of all, I am a minion to no one, minion to none, okay? Minion to none.
That's not true. You are the biggest Kyle ass kisser on this whole cast, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no one jumping on the Kyle train. We all see, she's just a washed up actress from the 80s. Like, no one really cares about Kyle. I mean, remember when she had those bangs? She lost all her credibility then. She got mad when someone called her a ragamuffin for crying out loud. We're not her minion.
Hey, excuse me. That's not fair. Like, everyone gets mad at other things and we all have our sensitivities. That's not fair to single me out like that.
Wasn't Kyle the one who called someone a ragamuffin? Didn't she call Denise a ragamuffin? She's like, you show up everywhere looking like a ragamuffin.
It's like ragamuffin. Oh, the ragamuffin.
Maybe it was that way. But she only said it because she knew it would hurt.
Yeah.
That was hurtful.
So Sutton's like, yeah, no one can make. And he wants my last name to be a color. Okay? In which case I'll listen. I mean, that's Pope. So then we see in Flash and Dorit's like, oh, you wouldn't bow down to the altar of Kyle Richards. And we see a flashback of Sutton saying, well, I'm not going to bow down to the altar of Kyle Richards. So, you see, I think the point is, even Sutton said that there's an altar of Kyle Richards. So then Dorit's like, well, there you go. You've cleared it up then, Sutton. You've cleared it up. By the way, Sutton, I just wanted to say, I'm so sorry for the way anything's come off this season. Well, thank you, Dorit. You bought that, you idiot.
Dorit, what is it about Kyle that you think makes everyone want to please her? Well, I think that they think that we think that you think that she thinks that she has the power to get anyone off the show. And well, I know you said that because I don't feel that way about. I don't feel that way about her. But I know Erica thinks that. I know Erica thinks that. And Son's like, I don't think that Kyle could ever get us fired. Wow, Kyle, did you get that gift that I had new Avi send to you? Okay, just want to make sure we're still on good terms. But no, I don't think that you could get me fired. No, not anyway. No.
Wait a minute. Did I tell you that?
She's giving her that look.
Yes, you did. Well, I mean, do you know how many people I would have, like, gotten rid of, like, a long time ago then?
come on.
Yeah, like,
and they laugh.
Like, oh my God, like, yeah, totally. Like, I totally would have gotten rid of so many people.
And he's like, okay, let's do the list.
Well, I mean, that would mean I definitely would have been off then, huh? Right? And Kathy goes, oh, Kyle owns Bravo. And Kathy's like cracking up at the idea of Kyle having any sort of sway in this world. So she's like, oh.
Andy, you better watch your step. You might be next. And they're all joking about it. But I think everybody kind of thinks that. Doesn't everybody?
Everyone.
I mean, everybody thinks that Kyle's a producer because, on this show, and she has major sway on this show. I mean, come on.
Well, she definitely has sway. And also, like, when people become big stars on these shows, if they say, I don't want to film with that person anymore, those people magically disappear. And, like, that has happened on all these shows. Claudia Jordan had a really strong season, and all of a sudden, but she came for NeNe Leakes, and she was gone. Noella Bergner had, like, for better or worse, a really big season, but she came for Heather Dubrow, and all of a sudden, Noella's gone. Like, when people come for, like, the big dogs and the big dogs don't like it, you know, not to compare Heather Dubrow to NeNe Leakes, I apologize to the internet, but, like, seriously, when you have someone who's a veteran and they, like, someone challenges them and they don't like it, they go away, you know? It's like that scene in Soap Dish where it's like, it's either her or me. And yeah, that shit works.
And Kyle's like, well, whoever said that, it's not true. She goes, well, I knew that. Trust me, because if you had that power, I would not be here. I'm just saying that Erica thought it. And Amanda's like, well, it's like a misconception out in the world, though. Because people say, is Kyle a producer? Did Kyle bring you on?
You know what's funny is they used to say that about Vanderpump. Wait, you used to say that about Vanderpump. Wasn't that so funny that you became the Vanderpump? Isn't that funny, Kyle? She's like,
yeah, I love that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Didn't Timmy all say that she's not on the show because Kyle blackballed her or something about the show? Did my belly button say that or me? I'm not really sure where I am right now. I haven't said much.
Yeah, well, Camille thought that too. So, like, whatever. That's why she's not here anymore. She just was so annoying. I mean, like, because she's busy, right?
All right. Well, I know one of the big gripes this year was with Dorit's lateness. But with all due respect, I said the whole phrase, all due respect this time, aren't you all kind of late all the time? And she's like, this is what I mean, Andy. This is exactly what I mean. It's like, yeah, so was it worse this year? Okay. Dorit is a very important part of the cast and making it work. And when you disappear for 2 hours, we need you in the conversation.
Why is that? Because you have nothing else going on. And Andy's like, right.
Well, what are you talking about disappearing for 2 hours?
Well, the pizza party, for one. God, by the way, now everybody gets a fucking pizza party all the time. Love that.
And she's like,
but everyone followed within 5 minutes because you left.
And you had nothing else going on.
Well, I was at the pizza party the entire night, Erica. I got up.
Well, you came late and you left early. That's what we'll say.
No, I was there the entire time. As we all know, that pizza party went from 10:51 to 11:03. I was there the entire time.
How much time do you need to give a bunch of women to not eat a slice of pizza? Am I right, Undy?
Okay, can I say this? You don't seem especially sorry.
No. Well, I'm tired of being a toot.
A toot?
Nobody's attacking you, Dorit.
What do you think this is? Gentle coodling?
I'm tired of having to defend myself constantly. Well, no one said you have to do that. No one said anything to you in Italy. And you know why we don't? Because you say, come at me and we can talk about it. And the reason nobody wants to is because you're all this. You're all this that we see right here. Kyle, I don't talk behind my back. That's what I said. Don't talk behind my back.
It's like, well, no. But then when we say it to your face, you get defensive. And like, we're saying it to you now and you are. And like, I feel like you only get defensive with me. And it's just like, really not fair. Like, why me? Everyone else can talk to behind your back, but I can't talk behind your back. Why not me? Why me?
Well, I'm very sorry. But do you mean it? No, Erica, I'm a cold-hearted fucking good fitness, okay?
Like, all right, all right. You really like that word, hmm?
Yes, and I mean it. And I have a lot of empathy for people when they are late. Sutton was 4 hours late in Sedona. Did Sutton get roomed? It wasn't 4 hours.
I was not drinking that day, so I was being slow because I was thinking about drinking for 2 hours, and then the last hour I was reaching for a drink, and then the last 10 minutes I put the drink down, but I didn't drink from it. I spent a lot of time in that 4 hours doing things. So now Erica starts getting upset. So Andy's like, can I ask you a question? Something that really struck me was how hard Erica was crying at the table after you left in Italy. I've never seen, in 10 years of her being on the show, I've never seen her cry like that ever, ever, ever. It's not like there's some other famous clip of her crying. So let's take a look at that clip, and there it is, and Erica's crying. And we see Erica crying. She's like, don't come near me. I'm crying.
So silly.
And I would say, Indy, had this situation not happened with the cover release, you know, it would have been better. But, you know, she didn't even bother to text me, to cool me, to let me know. Well, is there anything she's said to you today? She's now told you the reason she flipped. She's told you that saying to her that she was trying to save her job by speaking up too hurt her feelings. She's mentioned that I'm a dad. Have I mentioned that? I'm very, very tired. And listen, assuming you feel that denigrates your intention towards the conversation, Erica, I'm guessing, and she's like, well, not only the attention, but the relationship, all of it. I've just doubled it. But I guess it was out of character. You and I don't have that friendship. It didn't feel like anything I merited. Anything I did merited that behavior. And that's why I asked you. Please, tell me what I said. Please, tell me what I did. Please, tell me where I am. Please, tell me what time is it. Please, tell me, why do we have pizza parties? Why?
The reason is because I could not fucking say it out loud. Oh, but all you kept on saying was, Coil, I feel this, and I feel this. Coil, I feel this. Coil, and I feel this. Coil, and I feel this. Me thinking that you had some big reaction because you had to, because someone was telling you, because you have to go after Dorit. Coil was telling you to go after me. It's like, no. No one ever told me that. But it sounds like it. It sounds like that's the reigning theme. No one ever asked me to go after you. When I see in your behavior happens to agree with what she says, but it's different from us, and I couldn't say what I wanted to say.
Why does Erica keep saying that she couldn't say what she wanted to say?
I don't know. It's weird.
Is it that she didn't feel safe? Like she could, like she was afraid if she said it to Dorit that Dorit would lose her mind?
No one turned on my power button until 3 episodes before this season ended. So sorry. I wasn't paying attention, okay? But you never said a word. That's right. Honey, I'm saying to you right here, right now, because you're telling me for the fourth time. And I said both times, both things. Well, I never wanted to say it this forum. Well, she said,
when you're working so hard to be open. Yeah, when you're working so hard to be open and honest and admit that you don't want to say things in this forum for open and honesty, it's really hard to stay open and honest and try to keep things off this forum.
Yeah, that's the most frustrating thing about this show. So Erica's like, well, did I just say to you, Andy, I don't want to say this on camera, but I will.
Yes. Well, I said it to him. Well, okay. Well, I don't want to say what. Well, she didn't want to say to you that she was upset with you because you accused her lashing out at her to save her job.
Oh, God. You wouldn't even say, you didn't even want to say that on camera? That's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say my fucking job. I fucking told him. Yeah, I did it. I said it.
Yeah, well, she didn't want to say it. And I said, you have to say that to her. That's the reason. You have to figure out why that hurt you so much. Yeah, but for that to be enough to not show up, to not message me, that really hurts. Well, but that is the key component to me, just like being like, fuck this entire situation.
And then her face just goes completely blank. It's so funny. She's just looking straight ahead and she's like,
here's what I've got to say, and get ready for it. Okay, tears, the time is now. I'm unleashing the gates. Come on through.
It's like a full minute of,
I felt really sad.
It was like a sneeze that never arrived.
Oh my God, she's smelling toast. She's smelling toast.
Well, she didn't want to say it. And I said, you have to say it. So she said it. Erica, you just felt something. What was that like?
Well, I'm sorry, Erica. I'm sorry that you had to feel something.
Thank you. Thank you. Very difficult. Hold on. I don't know if I can recover. Hold on.
Hold on. Still got some tingles in the nose here.
I think I need like a moment to like figure out what the hell they're even talking about. So what I'm gathering from this kind of disjointed argument is that the reason why Erica did not go to the book launch, well, I guess Dorit, if Erica had come to the book cover launch, Dorit sort of saying this could have been salvageable, but because she didn't even come to that, it's bad. And then Erica is saying, I couldn't go to that because I was so mad because you said that I was trying to save my job, but I didn't want to say that on camera. So I just didn't even go to the book cover launch.
Yeah, she's saying I didn't go to your book cover launch because I was pissed at you, and I was pissed at you because you said I was just yelling at you to save my job.
Right. So I guess maybe it's also her way of saying, like, if I don't go to this book cover thing, there's a chance that I may lose my job because I'm not participating in this party, and I'm showing to you that I'm actually okay to risk my job, that my yelling at you was actually from an authentic place, not a fear for my job place. Maybe that's sort of the implication.
Oh, I didn't get that. Maybe.
I think she was just saying,
why would I go to your party? I hated your ass because you said that I was going to, you know, mm-hmm. I was only yelling at you so I wouldn't lose my job. That's how I took it, but I mean, I don't know.
At this point,
I think Erica's just grasping. She's like, listen, I was over. I didn't like you. We were in a fight. Why would I go to your stupid party? Fuck.
Yeah. At this point, there's like a buzzer under Kathy's butt. It's like, oh, sorry, it's my time to say this. I don't want to be a troublemaker, but I will be because I'm wealthier than all of you. I am curious. I'm sitting here and looking at two people that the three of you have loved each other. And I'm feeling a little bad for my baby sister sitting at the end, because it seems to me that the way I'm feeling is that, Dorit, you only seem to be caring about what Erica thinks in this situation.
Well, I love that you're coming in for her. And you see that Kyle and I had a long, full day of back and forth. So I do really fucking hate your little sister, and I hate her as much as Erica. So if you're concerned that Kyle is not receiving any sort of emotional attention right now, don't worry, I can always go back to her. Thank you.
But I just feel like you haven't been like up front with her and told her what it is, you know?
Yes, she has. Have you not been here? She's told her exactly what it is for 3.5 hours. And she's like, it couldn't be just because she talked with PK a few times on the phone. Oh, now she's talking to PK on the phone. Kathy, are you trying to help? Because last year she was only sending him memes. So now she's on the phone with PK. Kathy, you're making this worse. But we know why Kathy's doing this, because Kyle every season is like, my sister won't even stand up for me. What kind of sister are you? You won't even stand up for me because of Reed.
It's just not fair. I do all this work to defend you, Kathy, and then you don't say anything about me.
So Dorit is like, no, it's not because she was talking to PK. It's because she was talking behind my back to everyone, telling them I'm erratic. And I said to her, I'm going through an acrimonious divorce. Do you know what you're doing potentially to me by putting it all out there? Kyle's like, Dorit, I had never had any bad intention in any of this, because the problem with you is that you only want to have yes people around you. That's all that you want to have around you.
Oh, excuse me, Kyle. Carol, can you bring me that frittata I asked you to bake 5 minutes ago? Thank you so much. Oh, good. I got something.
Teddy comes in just to fix Kyle's makeup and leaves again.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kyle's like, yeah, and anytime somebody says something you don't like, they're the enemy. Kyle, you haven't spoken to her. You haven't been friends with Dorit for 2 years because of like some innocuous shit she said to you. What are you talking? You are the worst at this. But also, she's not really wrong with Dorit either. You know, Dorit is like that. And Dorit's like,
well, I do have yes people around me, Kyle. Right. But I do. Who's saying yes to me? No one. Okay, but nice try. Nice try.
Well, you sit in your interviews.
Erica, you know what, Kyle? You're trying too hard for a relationship that no longer exists. Okay, you're not friends. Okay, just let Tom flatline in a hospital in a fucking jail cell alone. Okay?
No, Erica, no, I'm fighting to defend a character, okay? Like, I'm defending, like, this character that you have made of me that doesn't exist, and I'm sick of defending it because it's, like,
I'm an actress and I'll make my own characters. Thank you very much. And Dorit goes,
oh, I've made it up, Kyle.
Yes, you have, Dorit. You made up my character. I'm actually a figment right now. I'm actually not even a real thing. I'm AI generated. I'm a prompt.
And also, you ripped down the cameras and stole the van. What about that?
And we don't question that because everybody knows that there was another van sitting right next to that one. Because they even show it in the clip where they show the van driving off. So then, and he's like, okay, let's move on to something else. Dorit, you may not agree with judgments that were thrown at you, but was there anything that made you think, wow, I should work on that? She's like, well, there is a little girl who keeps showing up at my house and somehow gets in every single time. I really need to get stronger locks. That's it. Thank you.
Listen, I think the late thing, it gives me a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. I don't want to be late. I can tell you this right now. The person who is most frustrated with me being late is me.
And you know, like I hate, it's like, no, you can't act like you're most stressed out by you being late. The people who are stressed out by you being late are the people who are waiting for you, okay?
It's like, in fact, today, if you'll notice, I said I'm not going to be the last person on the stage. So I intentionally put 6 chairs in front of Amanda Francis' dressing room so that way I could make it to the stage first.
Well, you were the second to last. Come on, girl.
Well, but was anybody waiting on me? Come on.
Well, I'm just saying you were second to last, okay? So, and he's like, okay, well, Kyle, Dorit, and Erica, you guys have been through an incredible amount over the years, you know?
Dorit's robbery, Erica's legal issues, Kyle's separation, Dorit's other robbery, Erica's robbery, Kyle's robbery, Dorit's other robbery, Erica's other robbery.
Halloween, Kyle's Halloween, other robbery. Excuse me. Why are you like not mentioning Halloween? Like, I was in like 2 different Halloween movies since in the past few years. Like, it's like really not fair. You're not even mentioning that stuff, Andy.
Well, Andy, like, I don't hold a grudge. You know, I'm sad about this because like I do love to read. Like, I want what's best for her. You know, like maybe we just need some space.
Well, you know, selfish of me, but I want Dorit back. And, you know, I want the same Dorit that I know and I love, not this bitch. And I'm just saying what I feel. Wait, hold on. Do you want me to feel something? Hold on a second.
By the way, are we just gonna gloss over Kyle Richards saying she doesn't hold a grudge? LOL. So Dorit's
Kyle, you still won't speak to Park overall for being an empty nest.
I like was really good in that audition. I'm sorry. So Dorit is like, yeah, well, whatever. Dorit goes,
well, I heard an expression. You find out who your real friends are, not when things are easy, not when there's a full can of Pringles in the kitchen, but when things are difficult, when you're buying a new can of Pringles and someone steals $30,000 out of your cart. That's when you find out who your real friends are.
And we see a clip of Erica in her confessional going,
want to know who your friends are? Go broke. Want to know who your friends are? Go to jail. Want to know who your friends are? Ask them to help you bury a body. I don't know. You find out who's there for you.
Well, it's funny because Erica, by the way, also just said like, yeah, we're not friends anymore. So when Dorit's like,
well, now I figured out who my friends are. It's like, yeah, because
she just said we're not friends anymore. You figured it out. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, well, I guess I'll knock on your door when things are really good with me. Okay, don't worry, Erica. Okay, I prefer it that way. I don't want to invest my time and energy in friendships that my heart is in. But for them, they only want to be around when things are good.
Me getting upset and taking a step back for a second, that's for me. Totally fine. No problem. And for you to say something and discount a friendship like that, let me know where you are and how you feel and how you view me, okay?
Erica, you can't have it both ways. Erica's like, I don't want to be your friend. You're a fucking bitch.
And the fact that you are okay with that means that you're a horrible friend to me.
What's the argument here? Commercials. Here comes one
right now. So it's like, hold on, Erica. For you to say discount friendship, do you know what you just said, Erica? Do you know what you just said? If I was buying discount things, Coyle wouldn't have been on my ass this whole season.
You said that I want the Dorit that I knew. So I'm going to take a step back until she comes back. So Eric goes, what's wrong with that? Because this person is not really nice right now and not going through a lot. And so Derek goes, well, why would I be Erica? Because I love you. Okay, we are friends, and I don't deserve this, to be perfectly honest with you. She's like, well, honestly, listen, okay. You know what? I think I was saying your lines, and you were saying my lines, Erica. That's how good friends we are. We say each other's lines, okay? But listen, okay? I want, when the old Dorit comes back, I want the old Dorit to come back. Erica, listen to me. I'm drawing a boundary. Even though you just said you were drawing a boundary and I didn't like it, I'm going to draw a boundary now, and I'm going to like it.
Well, you're both drawing boundaries. Yes, both of us. Wait, both people can draw boundaries, okay? Just don't put your boundary over my boundary, because then it'll be boundary over boundary. That'll be very, very difficult. Tomato, tomato, boundary, boundary. Stay away from me, Erica. Okay, well, you know what? You got to respect it. You can't shit on a boundary, okay? Well, I came to the reunion site, and I very much wanted to hear, because I hadn't spoken to Erica, and I wanted to voice how I felt. And the same thing with Kyle. But you know what? I need a break. I've hit it.
I love Erica saying, I don't like this to read. I need a break. Well, how could you say that? Okay, well, fine. You're only going to take a break during the hard times and not during the good times. Okay, that's when I know the real friends. And then she goes, well, guess what? I need a break from these people. She's so mad at Erica for taking a break.
On that note, this show needs a break. Let's take one. Okay. And Kathy's on the phone like, girl, we're finishing up here. Okay. How many headbands do you have in the back seat? I see a couple of PAs in here that need some help.
Carol, have you finished the Grokombush yet? We're about to finish. And if that tower's not complete, I'm going to be so mad.
All right, final thoughts. Real Housewives, it's been a year of change. I want everyone to talk about what they're manifesting in honor of Amanda Dum Dum Francis. She's like, you're welcome.
Isn't it a moment, Andy? Are you even watching this season? And then the montage of Amanda saying like, oh my God, this is like a moment. It's a moment. It's a Ghost Rider moment.
Yeah. So they go around saying stuff that they want. Jennifer wants to win the main event at World Series of Poker, which is awesome. That's actually, I love it, like an actual real goal from somebody.
A tangible goal. Yeah.
Yes.
And Amanda's like, what am I manifesting? You better have an answer. Okay. I'm manifesting more goodness for everyone here. And I'm manifesting more of everything I want. I have a great life. I want more of it. And I'm hoping that someday my husband cannot be such a pussy and earn a few cents for himself. That's it.
I want to be completely free from my own life, you know? I want Tom dead. I want everything else wrapped into a beautiful bow. And I want to marry a guy that wears t-shirts that say slot of things.
Yeah, that's exactly that. Where am I? I got confused, so I don't even know what to say anymore about this.
Okay, well, I'll manifest
you finding your place in the reunion, Ben.
I'll manifest something. I want a man in my life, preferably a man with the last name of Brown, so I don't really have to change it again, because that was a lot of paperwork. I didn't understand it. And if the Pope wants to write me another letter, we'll stymie him. You know what I'm saying? They're like, wow, okay, great. And Rachel's like, yeah, you know what? I just want to manifest, like, laughing. Like, I just want to keep laughing. Like, that's so important. Like, I just want to, like, laugh, you know? Like, if it's raining outside, or if it's, like, sunny outside, or if I have shoes, or I don't have shoes, I just want to laugh. One thing I'll never laugh about, pants. Like, if someone makes me wear pants, that won't be funny. Is it still my turn?
Yeah, when people see me, Rachel Zoe, they're like, oh my God, laughter. I mean, Netflix is a joke, more like Rachel Zoe is a joke, just like a comedy festival, a walking comedy festival in sparkles. It's just like, I'm just like laughing, laughing, laughing. That's what I am. Okay, all right, we got it. You laugh. You laugh, Rachel, or at least you are presenting an image that you laugh. Okay, Doree, what about you? What are you manifesting that PK and I can stay on a good track? And if I can't, then I'll just leave a trail of donuts to the track and then he can get onto it. And the future in 2026 is exactly what I think it's going to be, which is going to be, it's my year, the year of Dorit.
I'm manifesting that I survive my daughter's leaving. Oh, it's like so sad. I have daughters and they're like leaving. Oh. Also, I'd like to manifest a movie with Jamie Lee Curtis, a TV show with Michael Landon, and, you know, a friendship with Kesha. Oh my God, I already got all that stuff. Wow. Really good at this. Thank you.
Well, what an impact. Well, okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
I loved it. No, I just want to announce that we're going to finish things off with a toast. It's Beverly Hills Matcha is having a moment, so I thought it would be apropos to channel that into our drink of choice, a ceremonial grade matcha tea, Amanda. Well, now you can say it. You got an impact, Amanda.
Ceremonial monarch, okay. Kyle.
So Kyle gives a speech, and she's like, here's to everybody learning and growing that if they have something to say to Dorit, it's not fair to make me do it alone and then look stupid through a whole reunion. And like, maybe you guys could help me sometimes. And like, maybe if there are any editors out there, you guys could like stop editing out the parts where everybody's talking mean about Dorit. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Cheers to 15 more seasons. Oh, God. I'm going to die on this stage someday. Good night, everyone.
And that's it. That's the end of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Maybe forever. What do we know? We don't know anything. So everybody, thanks so much for being with us this season. Go get tickets for our cabaret on June 5th in New York City at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay. It's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.